This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If I were Caleb Downs or Jeremiah Smith, I might be kicking and screaming, fighting what I'm about to play for you. And I'm about to tell you guys that Kevin Stefanski is going to join us in the studio coming up at 8:30. And I'm about to talk about that new playoff format that we got going for us here in college football. However, here is Tennessee Athletic Director Danny White talking to Donde Plowman. She is the chancellor at the University of Tennessee. Here's UT's Athletic Director Danny White.
I talk about like the Tennessee hat versus the college sports hat. I've been probably wearing the Tennessee hat a lot more recently. Yeah. What's our opportunity to be competitively excellent in this new world? But it's a real issue. I'll say it. We got a camera on us. I don't really care at this point. Collective bargaining is the only issue. It's the only solution.
It's the only way we're going to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you.
Ooh, Danny White's joined the Bad Boys Club, Owen. Uh-oh. Because apparently I'm the bad boy. Lima, Danny White saying the quiet part out loud, brother. Talking about collective bargaining as an athletic director. He stepped over the line, Tone.
How so?
I don't know. I'm just saying I always just heard that it was like the thing that they didn't want to talk about was collective bargaining. That's why I said it. You just don't want to go along with me. I don't know what you're reading over there, but I don't have your attention.
No,
damn you.
No,
I'll see you in hell.
No, we talked about this yesterday off air, and you made a case on why certain individuals would not like this at all.
Yeah, Caleb Downs and you know what? I wanted to flesh it out. That's always what you want to do. I thought, okay, collective bargaining amongst everybody. Does that include people who are on the rowing team and people who are on who do archery? Who also play college football. Because I got to tell you, if you are including those athletes, your pie got smaller. Your piece of your pie got smaller. So if you're a member institution or whatever this is, like say it's even like say they just want to go Power Four programs, collective bargaining. If you are an athlete at a Power Four program, it's collective bargaining. All right, we'll separate from mid majors. And you go there and you collective bargain. Well, if I'm adding in everybody, then that means everybody's going to share in this. But that means that the top end, you end up getting capped, and you end up not being able to make as much. Is that not true? If you were Jeremiah Smith or Caleb Downs, I mean, they make very fine salaries right now.
Yeah.
In NIL down there at Ohio State University. I think that that would probably, these guys I don't think would be affected by it, but I think the next Caleb Downs and the next Jeremiah Smith, if there is ever another Jeremiah Smith, my God, those guys would probably be affected by it. I would probably fight that kicking and screaming.
Yeah, because you're saying it wouldn't be like in the NBA where there are guys that obviously in this next part of this next CBA are going to be making, you know, upwards of 65, 70 million in a year. Yeah. It's not going to be set up that way in college.
Because I think it's set up, exactly. I think it's set up to take care of everybody. So it can certainly provide some relief, because I think what you're doing is you're finding a way to put a cap on NIL and a way to control NIL without antitrust lawyers beating down your door and threatening to take everything you have. That's what they're trying to do. That's why this CSC is coming in, or they're trying to form some CSC and talking to Saban about it and the whole thing. They're trying to do a way where, yeah, okay, people are going to get paid. The toothpaste is never going back in the bottle. But is there a way that they can regulate it almost the way that the NCAA did? And I think that collective bargaining is a way that you would regulate it almost like the NCAA did, because you could look back and say, hey, this is an impermissible benefit. They have a salary here. But I also think it's another way to control income of what's coming in for some of those players. Because, hey, whatever the guy on the rowing team is, whatever the Winklevoss twins get on the rowing team, that's on them, man. But when you start to talk about Nico Iamaliava and some of the other guys, we're talking big money here. And that would probably curtail some of that.
But do you think this is sustainable? Because it seems like everybody around college football does not like the current setup. They don't think it's manageable. Even the boosters, you got to imagine the boosters.
Because I think it's exhausting.
You got to imagine the boosters that are donating to the collectives as they have it set up right now. They've done this for a few years now, and what is their appetite to keep doing this forever? Especially when you got players that just decide, I'm not going to play in the bowl game. Like, I'm just done. My season's over. Or the guy loses their starting job, but yet you've paid him all this money and to be an influencer for your brand.
You and I know somebody who has a kid who plays college football. They play a unique position, and I'm telling you right now, and you know this, that they will go to the transfer portal every year just because they like to be wined and dined and all that other stuff. And they will consistently cause a problem. And you could say, well, the transfer portal, you can chew him up and spit him out. He will find opportunities, guarantee it. He will find it. And it's annoying. It's really annoying. And I think that what a lot of people are, they're just exhausted by the entire thing. When you have the spring transfer portal, I mean, I was listening to Rich Rodriguez talking to Urban Meyer in his last year at Jacksonville State last year, just before he took the West Virginia job. You know how many new players they had? They had to bring in for Jacksonville State from year to year, from the year before to this last year. They had 60 new players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
60 new players. And he said a lot of those guys came in after the spring. So you're coming to fall camp. Get a month.
You're lost.
You get a month. And then he's sitting there going, hey, man, like, people were surprised we started 0-3 after the year before. Well, you got 60 new guys. You're going to start off 0-3. And Rich Rod ain't the only one talking about that. So I think what people do want, we all want the freedom to choose. And they are all adults. I get that. And I think a lot of people just say that because they want the likes and retweets and hits on their social media. But I think what a lot of people are thinking is that, hey, man, this is becoming exhausting to a lot of levels. You're burning out some coaches. Okay, and I'm not talking about high school. Or I'm not talking about guys who are making $12 million a year. I know you guys don't care if they're burned out. But the guys who are at the bottom of that list, they're getting burned out. The guys who are in the mid-majors who are at the bottom of that list, who are making $35,000 this year, are getting burned out. You are burning out the players. You are burning out the people who are close to them. You got people bopping all over the place. You would like a little bit of uniformity there. People do like, we love money. We love money. We love the opportunity to go make it. We also do like security. And this is a way, for everybody, it's a way to have both. But if I'm talking about the upper echelon 1%, I have not even mentioned a quarterback. I'm just saying, Caleb Downs, great safety, going to be in the top 5, top 10 next year. Jeremiah Smith, great wide receiver, will be in the top 5, top 10 in 2 years. These guys are the upper echelons.
Sure, but you're never going to make a system that caters
to... You're never going to make it perfect.
You're never going to make a system that caters to just the elites, because you have to think about the offensive linemen at the non-major conferences, too. You have to figure out a way to divvy this to make it sustainable. And the CBA, there are some benefits, right, to a CBA.
Yeah.
Making sure, you talk about security, making sure that a contract can actually be honored. Because I think there's been a lot of wiggle room there the last few years. I mean, has every kid truly gotten what they thought they were promised? So, you know, those are the type of kids that are probably going to be searching for more of a hardline contract.
I would agree with you. I think that there's definitely been some improprieties that are there. But I think that it's the easiest way. I'm just looking at it from the guys that we know, the real big players that we know. If you were one of them, I don't think that you may act like you care, but when it comes down to it, I don't think you care about archery, water polo at UCLA, like the Olympic sports. I don't think you care about something like that. The 12-team playoff, where we're just going straight rankings, you had thoughts?
Well, first of all, much needed change. Last year's setup was really silly. Like, never in a million years would you have thought giving lower conferences, what we're talking about the NFL too, you know, some of the worst conferences, why you're giving those teams a higher seed, that quite frankly, nobody thought. Nobody, who were the ones that were the beneficiaries of that last year? There were some teams that had a home game and a top seed that had no business, and nobody thought was one of the best teams in college football.
True.
Do we not agree?
Yeah, I agree with you.
And that you saw that play out in the actual playoff format. So they've done everything they can to rectify this, given, you know, this new setup where you're not just granting a team because they won their conference. You know, you're not granting them on the same playing
field.
Does
it take away from winning a conference to any degree? Or is it still, hey, you won your conference? I mean, an automatic bid's an automatic bid, but...
Yeah, I mean, you probably are, but I'm okay with that considering there are two conferences that are so far above all the other conferences now. Like, I'm sorry, just winning the ACC, it in no way, shape, or form is as much of a as much of a big accomplishment as it is winning the Big Ten of the SEC.
I understand that. I think it's more equitable that you would go straight 1 through 12. I think it takes away some of the pageantry, because are they going right by rankings of what they already have? So I don't think you have to have any of the conversations anymore, do you? Of letting some teams in, leaving some teams out, the politicking that goes on, the arguments that we have where current athletic directors somehow get on these committees, which is insane for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to worry about something like that. We could see a level where they start to politic some of the voters who were to be able to put them in the top 12, but I want to see how they mix that up. I think it's better, but I also think that Ohio State, you know, it's weird what they prove and what they'll be an example of this first championship, what they'll be an example of over the coming years. Because you're an 8 seed. Are you an 8 seed that you're lucky to be an 8 seed, or you're an 8 seed that, man, we had to dive through a bunch of things? Well, I don't think that that's absolutely clear. They had to go through a gauntlet of good teams. They're all good teams. And they beat the brakes off of all but one, because Texas was tough at the end, and they're going to be playing them coming up here again soon.
It's just funny. Boise State got a bye and got the 3 seed.
Yes.
Like, they knew they had to rectify that, and they did with
and
this new format.
And they did. But I also want to see...
Arizona State, a 4 seed and a bye.
I understand. It's definitely weird. And I agree with them moving around. But I want to know exactly what's going to look like the tougher road in the future. and how that's going to be all played out, because you're probably going to start to put some SEC teams against SEC teams just because of the national rankings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.